Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA Legislative Report for Monday, February 6th. As the legislature starts week 5 of its 2023 session, the activity gets even more frenetic, with the legislature's first self-imposed cutoff deadline arriving in less than 2 weeks. As we've discussed before, all bills must be out of their original House Policy Committee by February 17th to remain alive. This means House bills have to be adopted by their House Policy Committee, and Senate bills have to be adopted by their Senate Policy Committee to continue living. As always, however, remember that bills will technically die, as there are multiple ways to revive a dead bill. Also, budget bills and bills that have budget impacts, also known as necessary to implement the budget, or NTIB, are exempt from these early cutoff dates. Given the approaching deadline, most committees are now moving from hearing bills to executive action. As always, there are more bills than time, which forces legislators to prioritize and narrow their focus. As the focus narrows, K-12 education priority bills are being highlighted and discussed more often. This week, both the House and Senate versions of the special education funding bills are being heard in their respective fiscal committees. Senate Bill 5311 will be heard February 9th in the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Originally requested by Governor Inslee, the bill has expanded greatly. The bill would increase the special education funding cap from the current 13.5% to 15%, increase special ed multipliers across the board from pre-K to 12th grade, and adjust the safety net eligibility. An important note about the changes to the safety net is the linkage with regionalization. The update would add some equity to the provision of the safety net by assisting districts with low or no regionalization to access safety net funds more quickly. Districts with high regionalization are already able to reach the safety net threshold more quickly than other districts. The total cost to implement this bill would be just over $300 million for the biennium. The House version of special education funding will get its first action at the session on February 9th. House Bill 1436, originally requested by Superintendent Rakedahl, will be heard in the House Appropriations Committee. Expected to cost around $800 million for the biennium and provide necessary funding to fully cover special education services is unlikely to move forward in its current form due to its cost. We are pleased, however, that it will be heard, allowing us to remind legislators that this is the funding that's actually needed to meet the state's legal obligation to fully fund basic education, including special education. House Bill 1436 would eliminate the arbitrary special education funding cap. It would increase special education multipliers from pre-kindergarten to 12th grade, and it would make adjustments to the safety net. The House bill doesn't include the Senate's regionalization fix regarding safety net funding, however. Due to the proposed elimination of the funding cap, the House bill also includes accountability provisions to ensure districts don't over-identify students as special education. The fear of over-identification, along with the added costs, is why many legislators reject the idea of eliminating the cap. Unfortunately, by retaining any cap, the legislature is essentially acknowledging that they have no intention of fully funding special education. Special education has been a major priority for a number of years, but the alignment with most of the education community, strong support from Superintendent Rakedahl, and support by key legislators hasn't happened before. A final bill will likely come down to a budget endgame, but showing strong support now is important. We would strongly encourage you to take a few minutes to sign in as pro on both Senate Bill 5311 and House Bill 1436, and the Senate Ways and Means Committee and the House Appropriations Committee, respectively, both on February 9th. There are many, many additional bills we continue to address, but we'll just touch on a couple here. More details and coverage of additional bills, including recent movement on educator compensation, can be found in our weekly newsletter, This Week in Olympia, which is available on the WASA website at www.wasa-oly.org. Senate Bill 5059, Prejudgment Interest, passed out of the Senate Law and Justice Committee last week and will be heard on February 7th in the Senate Ways and Means Committee. This is another bill we'd ask you to take a couple of minutes to sign in as con. As we've discussed before, this is a non-education bill, but could have major negative impacts on school districts, along with cities, counties, and other local governments. The supposed intent of the bill is to prevent private insurance companies from delaying the payment of damages when an entity loses a tort case. Local governments, however, including school districts, use nonprofit risk pools, and there's no profit motive or other reasons to withhold payments. If the bill passes, however, plaintiffs will have the profit motive and can delay bringing cases in order to increase their awards. Last week, House Bill 1550 was heard in the House Education Committee. This is the bill that would prohibit transitional kindergarten and replace it with a new transition to kindergarten program. The new program would be a grant program rather than being funded by basic education, and there are increased certification requirements for teachers, among other concerns. Legislators that sponsored the bill are angry that OSPI opened the door to transitional kindergarten because of their belief that OSPI misinterpreted the law. House Bill 1550 then seeks to rein in OSPI as well as school districts that are offering the program. The bill was scheduled for executive action later this week, but was later removed from the schedule. There are negotiations occurring behind the scenes to rewrite the bill, so action will wait. Our hope is that transitional kindergarten can be reformed to appease legislators, but not be gutted, forcing districts to quit offering services to kids not ready for kindergarten. The greatest concern is in the areas that do not have ECAP programs or private daycares that can serve these students. Finally, as always, we encourage you to continue engaging with your legislators. If they don't hear from you, they'll make decisions for you. Thank you for listening.